I found that, one of my questions, I mentioned to you before we came in tonight, that one of my questions about the film was how much, and about the Bull City Summer project as a whole, how much is this project about baseball, and how much is it about the artistic process? And I feel like after having watched the film now two or three times that it really, really focuses on process more than anything else. But do you want to address that question? Baseball versus art and process?
I don't think it would be any secret to anyone who knows me or my friends or family that I really know nothing about baseball. I went to a couple games when I was a kid, and that was about my education. I played Little League and went into a batting slump when I was like six, and never came out of it.
Oh.
So my interest in this project was definitely, it was more the kind of being in the space of the stadium and kind of just liking that atmosphere, but then also kind of following the photographers around and being just really curious how each one was going to come up with their own idea from this space that, you know, everyone knows baseball from the movies and from, you know, you just are inundated with baseball, and it seems like a real challenge to come up with something new. And so to me it was like this drama going out every day with the photographers and like, how are they gonna face that? So there's like an inherent drama in it. So that's where I kind of came from. And baseball was more the kind of the backdrop, the world, but also like the process, the kind of painstaking process of the photographers was kind of echoed definitely in the painstaking process of that the athletes were doing. So I do kind of feel there was some resonance between